Kicking off the weekend would not be the same if it were not for Jonathan Toman. I'll tell you, Jonathan, you took off a weekend, I think, I don't know if it was last week or the week before. It felt very empty without you. So we always love hearing from you and hearing about all our great entertainment and arts options.
Well, shucks, Shannon. Thank you. Good to be back. And in fact, I'm going to talk about 2 weeks of events this week with Thanksgiving on the way. So glad to be back and telling folks what there is to do here over the next few days.
All right, so kick it off. Tell us what we can do, because not everyone's going to be able to go through In-N-Out and get some of those burgers and fries. It's just they're
right.
going to be turning away at the line.
This is an alternative to In-N-Out, or before and after In-N-Out. We'll say that. We'll start off with the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center and their Youth Repertory Ensemble. Starting today and running through Thanksgiving, they have their first ever full-scale virtual musical that will be running. It's called Now Hear This, and it follows the evolution and adventures of a group of friends as they journey through time, from the past, present to the past, and back again. They share their stories about friendship, hoarding, hiding, laughing, living, dying, and middle school in an attempt to step directly into that elusive present moment. So an interesting offering from the Fine Arts Center virtually over the next week or so. The YMCA Turkey Trot is continuing, the 5K, only this year it is virtual, so an annual tradition with a 2020 twist. The good news is you can run the Turkey Trot 5K wherever and whenever you want, and even sleep in on Thanksgiving Day, knowing that your race registration, of course, made a positive impact. You can participate yourself, and your furry friend can participate as well. So the humans will get a t-shirt, and the furry friends will receive a bandana and dog treat for participating in the Turkey Trot this year. Two markets I want to mention that are next weekend on November 28th. First, Cottonwood Center for the Arts is having their Holiday Art and Gift Market at Cottonwood, and that you can participate in person or virtually. So there's both options. It's the 11th iteration of the Art and Gift Market at Cottonwood, where they transform their hallway of studios into a department store of handmade art with 100% local creations, including pottery, jewelry, textiles, paintings, and accessories. There's also a virtual scavenger hunt that will take place on the day, with all sorts of fun prizes for that as well. So a good opportunity to get some art. In Old Colorado City, the Holiday Craft Bazaar will be at the Old Colorado City History Center. Similar deal, local artisans, crafters, and vendors will have their one-of-a-kind wares on the 28th. Perfect stocking stuffers and holiday gifts and local art. And then I want to mention one other event and then two sort of alternative things for folks to check out. Skate in the Park got going in downtown Colorado Springs last Friday. That's at Acacia Park. And they have, with COVID and everything, they have capacity limits and extra time to clean and disinfect. So you'll have to get reservations online for the two-hour skating sessions. That runs through the end of January, so you've got plenty of time. But make sure you get those reservations in, because this year you can't just show up at Skate in the Park. And then the two things I want to mention at the end, of course, Peak Radar Virtual is still up and running. So if you're connecting with friends and family virtually this year, maybe that's a fun place to find an event to participate in together. Or if you're not quite comfortable going out and doing events, check some of the things out at peakradar.com/virtual. And then finally, there's a national campaign that's up and running that the Cultural Office is participating in. It's called Artist Sunday. And it sort of fills that gap in between Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday next weekend. So if you're looking to buy art, Artist Sunday is a great opportunity to check out everything local, you know, all sorts of different galleries that have things up and running. And it's a great opportunity to find a unique piece of art and shop that way over the weekend as well. So lots of events, Shannon, as per usual, and lots of ways to support local, buy from small businesses and support local art this holiday season and in the upcoming weeks.
Right, right. And what a way to enter into the holidays with so many choices. It really makes your head spin to think, you know, that anyone could get bored with all those offerings. Thank you so much, Jonathan Toman. Glad to have you back.
Have a good weekend, Shannon. Thank you.
You too. PeakRadar.com is where you should go, or PeakRadar.com/virtual. That's where you can find out all the information on these and much more of the offerings from our artists and arts groups here in the Pikes Peak region. All right, 8:42 is our time. You're listening to KRDO News Radio.